Welcome to The Dark State. Just a short note to say that if you are hearing this, you will only hear the first part of today's conversation. We don't run ads in the show and rely solely on the support of our subscribers. If you care about the security threats facing Ireland and the modern world, and you like what we do, please do consider subscribing. In order to access the full episode, you will need to subscribe on Patreon or Apple Podcasts. Regardless of whether you do subscribe or not, I do hope you enjoy the show. New research by BehaviourWise, the behavioural science firm, suggests the debate on the future of Irish defence is shifting. Today's guest is Claire Cogan, who has just published an interesting study on Ireland's changing attitudes to NATO membership, participation in an EU army, and food security. I'm John Mooney. Welcome to The Dark State. Claire, welcome to the show. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself before we discuss your study?
Certainly, and thank you for the invitation to participate. So I am a behavioural scientist and a researcher. I've spent many years conducting research into how people behave the way they do and why and what's driving that. And I established BehaviourWise just a few years ago in 2020 to really specialise in that area. So that's what we do. We look at why people behave in certain ways, what's driving that. And behavioral science brings in findings from psychology, from neuroscience, from economics and various areas. And we use all of that to understand why people behave in certain ways. And I suppose, importantly, how we can influence that behavior or shape that behavior.
For the good, obviously.
So, obviously, yeah. I mean, that could be something as simple as, for example, encouraging people to stick with a diet or an exercise regime or to live a healthier lifestyle. Or it could be in relation to encouraging people to save more. And there are all kinds of behaviours. It definitely, ethics is a key part of the area. So we would only work in a way that would help people behave in ways that are better, either for themselves or for society as a whole.
And behavioural science is a multidisciplined area of research. It really does bring in a broad spectrum of thinking.
It does, absolutely. It takes research findings from different academic areas, and it applies them in lots of different ways and lots of different sectors, if you like. So it is a very broad area. The common denominator is behavior and what's driving that and what's going on in people's minds that leads them to behave in particular ways. And the more we understand that, the better, I suppose.
Okay, so we are here to discuss your latest research, which examined lots of different defense issues. Just before we get into that, how did this come about, or why did you decide to look into this?
Well, it started with the fact that I had an intern working with me for the summer, Quailon Rooney, and Quailon and I sat down when he joined and thought about what area we would like to research and what area he would focus on for his internship. So he also is a behavioral scientist. And both of us are interested in various aspects of behavior, including, for example, voting behavior and what can influence how people vote. And at the time, the war in Ukraine had been going on for 3 months at that stage. And we were just discussing that and wondering about whether or not that had an effect on how people feel about how Ireland protects itself from risk and how Ireland might play a part in a military alliance or not, or whether Ireland should remain part of the neutral body of countries. So we were both interested in that. And this, it's important to point out, this research was not commissioned by anybody. There was no client as such. And so it was a bit of a luxury for us to decide to do something just that we were interested in. So that's how we landed on it. And we set about, I suppose, first of all, just understanding how people were feeling about our neutrality, and whether or not people had any feelings about whether we should join a military alliance, for example, NATO. We wondered how much people actually understood about our defence policy today. And we wondered about how people felt about our investment in defence and military spending, which this all happened before the announcement that the Irish government were going to increase investment in that area. So that's what we set out to do. And then from a behavioural perspective, we also wanted to look at how a narrative can impact on how people feel about these things. I'd seen really interesting research on a totally different topic, actually, that was done in the University of London, and they were able to demonstrate that if you ask people to read a short paragraph about something, sometimes that can influence how they feel about a topic. Now, a lot of the time, it has no influence, but sometimes it does. And so that whole field of narratives and the power of narratives and how narratives can shape people's thinking was something we were very interested in. So in this study, we essentially split our sample into three. And altogether, the sample was very large. It was 1,800 people across the country. So we divided that into three, and we asked one group to read a short paragraph about military, another group to read a short paragraph about food insecurity, because that's another threat, if you like, that mm-hmm. the world is facing and that we're facing as a result of conflict. And then the last group, we didn't ask them to read anything at all, and that served as our control group, if you like. And so the whole exercise was just looking at whether or not there was a difference, a significant difference in terms of how people responded based on whether they'd read narrative in advance or not. So it won't sound complex, but it's an interesting area because it gets to whether or not people are influenced by what they're reading, by what they're seeing, by what they're hearing.
So this research drew up lots of different findings that certainly astonished me, but in many ways they didn't. So can you just maybe talk the listeners through what you did find?
Yeah, I suppose there are probably five key findings from this. The first is that when it comes to whether or not Ireland should join NATO, if people are asked that question, the country is pretty much split on that. So you've got roughly half of the people saying no, that Ireland should remain neutral, but the other half are saying actually, yes, Ireland should join a military alliance such as NATO. So that's the first point, that the country is split on this. And if you look at it over the longer term, that wouldn't have been the case years ago. A majority of people, I think we can assume, would have been in favour of remaining neutral. So definitely the sands have shifted. We also found that there was a pretty low understanding of the common security and defence policy, which Ireland is a member of. And when I say understanding, I mean understanding of its core purpose. So we asked people to rate their own understanding of the core purpose of the CSDP on a scale of 0 to 10. So 0 would have meant they didn't understand it at all, and 10 would have meant they understood it fully. And the average response was 2.9. And the median response, which is the most typical response, was 2. So most people out there are saying, really don't understand what the core purpose of the CSDP is. And that's something that Ireland is signed up to and is committed to and does play a role in. So it would be a better thing, I suppose, if people understood the core purpose of it. And
And that is something that has been reflected by the Commission on the Future of Defence, the Defence Forces, that they in their report had suggested that there is very little understanding of defence issues in this country, and this is something that we need to start addressing very quickly.
Mm. Yeah, and I think it would be beneficial if people had an understanding at least of the core purpose of our defence policy and of the bodies that we're already members of and that we've already signed up to. It would probably reassure people that we are playing an important and active role. So maybe at a top-line level, people already believe that, but they're not clear on the core purpose of the CSDP. That's pretty clear from this research. We found there was support for an increase in military spending. Now, this was prior to the government announcement that spending would increase. So I suppose it indicates that most of the country would have been behind that and would have supported that. And then there are other interesting findings. I suppose two in particular stand out. One is that people still, despite everything that's going on and the pressures on the cost of living and the anxiety that that's causing, I think people still have a common decency in Ireland and still very much support welcoming refugees fleeing war-torn countries, Ukraine, but also other countries. So twice as many people were saying we should continue to accept refugees fleeing war than disagreed with that. So twice as many. So that's a good indicator, and it's impressive considering the pressures that people are feeling. And also we picked up that there is quite a lot of concern around the rising prices of food in particular. Now, we probably know that there's a lot of research out there that indicates that, but I suppose it just confirms it. And the extent of the worry is pretty clear too, because 9 out of 10 people are saying they're concerned about the rising price of food. So all of these areas are impacted by the war in Ukraine. And it is interesting from our point of view that because the war...
I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And remember, if you want to contact me, please email thedarkstatepodcast@protonmail.com, or you can message me on Signal at +353 899 753 779. And finally, if you like the show, please do tell a friend or post a review. Until next time, do take care.